Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of The Cutty Strange on Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. We'll start with a new piece tonight by Deborah Rosengarth, which employs radio synthesis techniques and the strength of the broadcast signal. She describes the piece like this. This short piece harkens back to my childhood, a blissful portion of which was spent playing with my dad's ham radio. It was composed entirely on an analog synthesizer, partially using FM radio synthesis techniques. This piece was created to be artistically imitative of someone trying and subsequently failing to maintain a faltering radio station, and I have in mind for it to be broadcast over radio for the sake of poetic irony. A listener would hear this piece imitative of a weakening broadcast over any quality of signal. I am especially intrigued by the thought that a number of listeners may not be able to strongly receive WGXC signal, that they may be experiencing my artificial resemblance or representation of transmission obscurity as compounded by the real thing. Here's Deborah Rosengarth's set panel. Next, we'll hear a movement of a piece by former Wave Farm resident artist Ralph Lewis. His piece, Fearless Reception, was conceived for broadcast and premiered last year. He describes the piece like this. Fearless Reception is a series of pieces explicitly designed to inhabit concert and radio spaces as it aims to raise up immigration narratives from Arizona and promote inclusivity in our country. It is a collaboration between the Rogue Trio, the Florence Project, and composer Ralph Lewis. Tonight we'll feature the second movement, titled What Was the Hardest Part, for Fixed Media and Violin, from the telematic preview of Fearless Reception at Slate Arts and Performance Gallery in Chicago, Illinois. Each piece tonight features the musical creativity, storytelling, and advocacy of Ileana Mereri in different ways. And what was the hardest part, Mereri's recorded interview is gently processed and is accompanied by a live, indeterminate violin part. What is Reception like today resets these roles, with the singer/performer freely choosing how they might want to discuss what it is like being an immigrant in Arizona and regulating the Rogue Trio's progress through different musical cells. In this iteration, Mereri takes charge and combines her own poetic text about a tense encounter with police and a song she composed about remaining calm in the face of the anxiety these experiences create. To add, the Florence Project is a nonprofit organization that provides free legal and social services to detained adults and unaccompanied children facing immigration removal proceedings in Arizona. You'll find out more about them at firrp.org. Here's the second movement of Ralph Lewis's Fearless Reception.
I think the hardest part was letting go of everything. The decision was made when I was 14 years old. Products like lard and different things in markets. We started to hear stories about people being kidnapped. One of my cousins was kidnapped, and it was really scary for us. Then a neighbor's daughter was kidnapped, and it just started feeling like the place where we were living was unsafe. Around that time is when my mom went to she had a visa, and so she came to the United States to for a celebration, for a wedding. Family here told her, if you are afraid of living over there, here is a safer place to be. So when my mom went back, my parents decided that we were gonna come here to the United States. So when my mom went back, my parents decided that we were gonna come here to the United States. around that time, one of my dad's clients, he had his son kidnapped, and so there was a lot of urgency in our family to, you know, go to a place that was safer. So they pretty much told me, we are gonna do your 15 quinceañera in Mexico, and then we're gonna go. And as soon as we did like the party, they said, okay, now it's time to pack a bag and you have one suitcase because we're gonna travel by land in a van. So everything, what is most important, put it in that suitcase. Like letting everything behind, like my house, saying goodbye to my dog. We couldn't bring it, so we left him with family. Saying goodbye to all my school and my friends and all my life. I think that was the hardest part about coming.
On July 22nd, Wayfarm will be hosting its third annual audio buffet dedicated to the work and life of Pauline Oliveros. I want to share a recording of a piece of hers that I will be leading at the event, titled Sound Piece. The full text instructions can be found on Wayfarm's website under the event description of the audio buffet. And this recording is from a couple of years ago, recorded live in Oakland, California, performed by electronics group Control Z, featuring myself, Ryan Page, Nick Wang, and Christina Stanley on various computers and electronics. For more information on the audio buffet, again, you can visit the event schedule page at www.wgxc.org, and will be taking place on the afternoon of July 22nd. Here is Pauline Oliveros' sound piece. Thank you. Lastly, I wanted to share another piece of Pauline's, a longer one, and this is from her time spent in the electronic music studios in Toronto in 1966. And this is appropriately called for these times, I feel, Another Big Mother by Pauline Oliveros.
Thank you.
Strange is produced and hosted by Daniel Steffi out of Brooklyn, New York, and airs on the first Thursday of each month at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, where we seek to bring to the waves new and interesting sounds in the world of transmission art and the avant-garde. If you're interested in submitting a piece of your own, you can email us at thecuddystrange@gmail.com. Thank for tuning in.